In Northwest News from KPLU, earthquake preparedness includes being ready to help out your neighbor. To this end, Seattle has identified community hubs where people can gather after a quake. But there are no identified hubs in some of the city's most popular neighborhoods. KPLU's Paula Whistle looks into why.
Matt Offlick is in charge of outreach for Seattle's Office of Emergency Management. He says when a big quake hits, designated community hubs will be vital.
As city departments are out there responding, it's really going to be up to neighbors to figure out how they take care of themselves.
These hubs, usually a community center or playfield, are places you can go to share information and resources at a time when things like cell service and electricity are likely to be out. They are completely organized by volunteers, and apparently no one stepped forward to set them up on Capitol Hill, in Belltown, downtown, or in the Central District. The city's list doesn't have a single hub in these neighborhoods. Longtime Capitol Hill resident Charlotte Lefevre was shocked when she found this out. I met up with her at a busy restaurant.
It's very disconcerting. Capitol Hill is one of the most densely populated neighborhoods, as well as Belltown.
Lefevre remembers there used to be a disaster preparedness group on Capitol Hill, but as with a lot of all-volunteer organizations, it didn't last. Matt Offlick acknowledges this lack of neighborhood preparedness in the heart of the city is a problem, and he says they're working on it. He says there are unique challenges, though, in places like Capitol Hill.
It's a very transient population. It's a younger population, and so people are moving in and out.
Tomorrow, the community hubs are being activated as part of an earthquake preparedness exercise. Charlotte Lefevre has decided she'll step forward, putting up a table in Cal Anderson Park. Organized or not, she says,
I do believe every person has a little part of themselves. They know that in a time of emergency, they, without a doubt, will be helping their neighbor.
Paula Whistle, KPLU News.